Well, wasn't exactly what I was hoping for, but it is what it is. I could tell today at our shoot-around that they were already thinking about Christmas, and that's how we played. So, tried to do what we could about it, but it didn't work so well. I thought, given the fact that Brad Tinsley didn't make a three-point basket against their zone, I thought, you know, scoring almost 70 points is probably pretty good for us, because typically if people's zone, we're going to have to get him better looks. But we didn't attack their zone very well. And second half, we did a little better. We started getting the ball into AJ and getting to the foul line. But kind of a ho-hum thing, and I'm not in the least bit surprised, because I think they were all looking forward to getting out of here and getting away from me for a couple of days.
Did you change anything that you were doing specifically in the second half, or just more commitment to the foul ball?
We just talked about it at halftime, and I think that it took the halftime before they understood what we were trying to say in all the timeouts. So, but, you know, again, it is what it is. So, we're disappointed with it, but we'll take all the 19-point victories we can get.
You worried about beating AJ Tate in a night like that against that kind of defense?
You know, not as long as he gets to the foul line 13 times. If he gets beaten like that and doesn't get to the foul line, then I'm going to be a little concerned. But he asserted himself physically in the second half, and that was obviously to our advantage.
Kevin, it looked like there were a spurt there in the first half. You kind of got things going your way a little bit. You kept one down 4-2 to 15.
Yeah, we just didn't. We didn't capitalize on it, and we didn't run good offense, you know, I was committed to playing a lot of guys tonight. We're gonna give some guys a chance to play, it wasn't pretty, but that's okay. It's unfortunate. Festus is back. It's really been bothering him, and he had a very good stretch there in the first half when he went in, and then his back just flared up on him, and he couldn't go anymore tonight. So that was the biggest disappointment of the night, but he really played well for the time that he was in the game.
Beal came out shooting. Did he stop looking for shots? Or
no, I just think that, you know, you don't want to sit there and be gunning against, you know, when they're sitting there in the zone. We wanted to get the ball inside, but we just didn't run. We just didn't run good zone offense. We've been good against zones all but one or two times this year, but this was one of them. Well, when they stand back there and, you know, play 16 feet away from the basket, if you turn it over, then you're doing something majorly wrong. So we shouldn't be turning it over against that defense.
What about Beal? How much progression have you seen in his three-point shot this freshman year than that?
Well, he's obviously improved dramatically as a shooter. And again, you look at the stat sheet, and he has 15 points on six shots. That's pretty good return per shot. And AJ gets 22 on eight shots. Now, AJ got to the foul line a lot, but those two guys have been pretty steady for us. And if they continue to be, then hopefully we'll find our way as a team.
Do you